Stu Salkild, local journalism initiative reporter. East Central Alberta Review. Big Valley Village Council approved thousands of dollars of Family and Community Support Services, FCSS, grants at its regular meeting on October 21, but a few were tabled as clarification was requested. Village Chief Administrative Officer, SAO, Colleen Main provided councillors with several requests from local organizations wishing FCSS funds for their organizations. Main noted councillors actually had two pools of funds to award, about $8,000 in 2023 funds which were left in limbo last year after council resignations left Big Valley without a quorum, and about $20,000 in current 2024 funds, all of which were to be awarded by December 31, 2024. The SAO stated that at the October meeting councillors would consider requests for the 2023 funds, while at their November regular council meeting, they would consider applications for the 2024 money. The first requests presented was from the Big Valley Community Hall. The Big Valley Community Hall has been a staple in our community for decades, stated Main's report. They are requesting funding to assist in the cost to provide internet to the people who use the hall. They would like to have internet added to facility to assist in providing a variety of services including adult learning, community enrichment as well as tourists that visit our community. It was noted the community hall requested $1,860 in FCSS funds. During the discussion, Coun. Dan Houle asked if the community hall was kicking in their own funds for this project, with the SAO stating she would have to look into that. Councillors passed a resolution to table the request to their November meeting. The second request came from the Big Valley United Church, which asked for $700. The Big Valley United Church has been an active component of the community, stated the CAO's report. Main noted the church was also interested in using FCSS funds for internet service. During the discussion, councillors noted the United Church doesn't have its own building and it seems they meet at the Big Valley Drop-In Center. Councillors heard that the Drop-In Center doesn't want internet service, so they also tabled this request for more information. The third FCSS request came from the aforementioned Drop-In Center. According to Main's report, the center has some heating issues. The Big Valley Drop-In has experienced some mechanical issues with the heating system and are looking for assistance with covering the cost of the repairs, stated the memo to council, which stated the group requested $5,000. Staff recommended approving the request as the Drop-In Center is an important community resource helping seniors. The Drop-In Center also hosts special events like bridal showers and social enrichment and acts as a venue for community education. The SAO noted the entire heating project was $10,000, so the drop-in must have contributed their own funds. Coun. Houle mused that the request seemed more appropriate for the County of Stettler Rec Board. The SAO clarified the drop-in contributes to the mental, physical and social well-being of local residents. Councillors stated that they wanted to spread FCSS funds to as many groups as possible, so passed a resolution to grant the Drop-In Center $2,000 for their heating project. The fourth FCSS request came from Friends of Big Valley School, asking for $2,000 to help with playground installation costs. The SAO noted the Friends intend to have volunteers aid in playground construction. Councillors observed the Friends appear to be contributing to the project, so a resolution to grant $2,000 was passed. The fifth request came from Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 70 Big Valley, which asked for $1,000 to help with the Pioneer Dinner event. In this dinner, seniors in the Big Valley and surrounding area are invited to partake in a lunch at no charge, stated the CAO's report. Councillors approved the $1,000 request. The final request of the evening came from the Big Valley Ladies Group, who asked for $1,500 to support various activities in the community with a primary focus on children and seniors. As councillors discussed the request, they noted the ladies group supports Big Valley residents in many different ways. It was noted the ladies group also contributes to their own activities through volunteerism. Councillors unanimously approved the latest group request of $1,500.